True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now that's how you play defense, baby.
Woo!
That's how you play defense. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. What a night it was last night. 6 sacks, 4 turnovers. 0 touchdowns allowed. That's how you play defense, baby.
Luckily, I got that edit feature on my Twitter account. We don't say X. So it's like, man, 3, 4, 5 sacks. You know, it's like, it was unbelievable. I mean, every rookie, and we're going to have some fun today, guys, because everybody won. It's a blast to come to work on a day like today. I didn't see any craziness on the highway. I saw nothing but positivity, baby.
That's what it's about.
What a day. What a day to come to work.
Look, this was a dominant performance last night. The scoreboard doesn't read 50 points, but it's a dominant performance against a team that a lot of people have projected getting back deep in the playoffs without Sam Darnold because they just basically inserted J.J. McCarthy. But the positives about last night, and Mike said it, look, we've been clamoring for sacks. Last week, the discussion on this show was pressure rate. So much so, we talked to Coach about it. He said, stats are for nerds, blah, blah, blah. We agree. We got to get sacks. Well, we got plenty of them, and there were plenty to go around. But the other thing we did last night was, Mike, defensively, I have more trust right now in the back half of our defense than I've had in a very long time. I've always trusted Jesse Bates since he got here. But these young rookies, y'all, these young Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman, and I'm loving what I'm seeing from these guys. And then you insert what we saw up front with Jalen last night and James Pierce Jr., who Mike and I have been telling you guys since camp, he's going to get going. Now we're doing something. And Mike, these rookies are going to contribute like crazy.
Yeah, we weren't talking about finish rate. We're talking about finishing. You know what I mean? So I know that big discussion yesterday or last week, I should say, about getting home. And we got home. Now, look, if you want to say McCarthy was horrible, sure. If you want to say they got injuries on the offensive line, sure. So do we. We're starting a third-string player at right tackle. We got two wide receivers that aren't even close to 100% in Mooney, right? And certainly with Drake London. So, I mean, cry me a river. They had some injuries on the defense. We exploited it. I think we should have exploited it some more. I think, like, the only thing I would have a beef in, we'll get into it. We got all week to talk. It's just, I don't understand sometimes what Zach Robinson is doing with the play calling, because we should have been up like 28 to 10, or, I mean, it should have been a blowout. I mean, it shouldn't have been close, and it shouldn't have had been, Carl, as close as it was in that play before the half. You're like, man, we've dominated this team, and it's only 9-6. But that aside, a great day for the rookies. And we said it. Remember you and I said you brought up Billy Bowman. We said the guy's a ball hawk. He shows up. You see him at practice. And now Jalen Walker. We didn't get to see a lot of Jalen Walker. By the time we were back in studio, he was starting to pop, and he's popping down on the field.
And I'm so glad he is. Falcons win over the Vikings. Nobody had us going up there and winning this game, guys. Nobody. Everybody looked at our score last week, looked at our game against Tampa, and they were like, oh, and look what the Vikings did in the fourth quarter. And I asked you last week, I said, are we getting the first three quarters of J.J. McCarthy, or are we getting the fourth quarter of J.J. McCarthy? I want to tell you, Mike, he looked lost last night. He did not, and you can say that's the sacks. He looked like at the end of that game, he looked like he didn't want to touch the football.
Right.
And part of that was the pressure that we got on him. But the other part is, look, I don't know if he's that good. I'll just be honest with you. I mean, you're talking about a guy that didn't throw the football a whole lot at Michigan, misses his first rookie season, and then they're just throwing him out there and saying, hey, you're going to carry us with throwing the football. We will see as the season moves along. I love our guy. Mike and I talk about Michael Penix because we adore what he has as far as his skill set. But at the end of the day, we can now say it looks like we're going to have something we haven't had in a long time. Defense. Defense wins. Defense travels. Defense wins in the playoffs. And you know what else we got? A running game. Zach, the only thing that I was agreeing with you about last night was how frequently you gave the ball to Bijan Robinson and how much we ran the ball. Guys, B had 143 yards. Tyler had 76 yards on his own. You're talking about racking up 200 yards rushing. Mike, that's how you win in the playoffs.
And 25 touches for Bijan, 22 carries, and he had three receptions on five targets. So, Bijan, that's the number. I mean, I don't want 25 run necessarily, but get him the ball in excess of 20. I think it was 18 last week. And we know that Tyler, give the ball to Tyler. He can do the job. I just thought, we were talking before the show, be running that play action. Because when you're running the football as effectively as they were, you can freeze those aggressive blitzes. You can basically counterman everything Brian Flores is doing. Some of those blitzes, we ran right by the guys. You see that? They're doing run blitz. We're going zip right by him. But I just thought, and we'll talk to Coach about this, and maybe media if we get a chance to talk to Zach Robinson about it. To me, when you're running that ball that effectively, the play action will make it easier for Mike to get the ball out in the flat quickly. There was that one series where we had him do like a five-step drop. Like, what are you doing? Don't like Zach Robinson's play calling, but hey, that's nothing to sneeze about after a win on the road in one of the most difficult places to win in the NFL.
And that was it. It was a hostile environment. Our young guy went in there and handled it. Michael Penix, and here's the deal. And, you can play this for me because I want everybody to realize this. Some wins in the NFL are going to be ugly. It's okay. They're not all going to be 31-3 or, you know, hey, we had a great offensive day. You play to win the game. That's it. It doesn't matter what it looks like. So, Atlanta, we can't get caught up. Mike, we hear this all the time. Man, you know what? I mean, they won, but there are no buts.
No, again, one thing we did take from Arthur Smith, and I love the line. I say it all the time. You don't apologize for a victory. Okay? This is a road game in the NFL, as we said. They've got injuries. We've got injuries. You know, they could have had, let's be honest, they were kicking the tires late in the 11th hour on Aaron Rodgers. Okay? They could have kept Sam Darnold. They went with J.J. McCarthy. They believe in J.J. McCarthy, and this general manager and coach is going to ride and die. Perhaps die with J.J. McCarthy unless they fix it pronto.
No doubt. That's
a them problem.
Yes, no doubt. That's what we have to remember, guys. We play to win the game. At the end of the day, you know what? We're 1-1. We move on to Carolina. That's it. I don't care what it looks like. And I know some people are frustrated. Man, Mike, you're right. We should have probably scored 30. We didn't, but we still won the game. And to think we held a team with the best wide receiver in the National Football League to three catches, and no touchdowns. And our best corner was off the field. That tells you that our defensive coordinator knows what he's doing. Whatever they were scheming up last night, however they fixed those coverages, the play we gave up, Mike, before the half, it irked me.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you why. To me, that was a coaching mistake. And I thought all we needed to do there was keep everything in front of us.
Right.
AJ just left the game, and we give up the big play, which sets up a field goal. They shouldn't have even gotten that.
Wasn't the time to have an extra guy.
No.
We always preach aggressiveness, and I know you don't want to see a prevent. That was the one thing you couldn't allow. Now, a good team with a better quarterback might make you pay. And that's something we're going to see down the way in this season. But, hey, that aside, I love what I saw from our young defense. I'm a little worried, though, as you said, if it's a hamstring, the only thing that helps a hamstring is a time.
Rest.
Now, I looked it up, and Day-Day, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe we still have C.J. Henderson and Kobe Bryant on the practice squad. So, I mean, maybe they'll make an announcement on the roster if it's going to be an extended absence for A.J. Terrell. But just for depth, we're going to have to do it with what we got. But I love Billy Bowman. We already know what you got with Watts. I mean, everybody got in on the action. So maybe those guys will have a chance. We were impressed with Kobe Bryant. Is he ready for prime time? He may be pressed into service later this season.
Yeah, no doubt. 404-726-0929. Want to hear from you. That's our text line. Phone lines will be open as well because we want to hear how you feel about this particular dub. And it's our first of the season. Now, we got to start winning at home. That's the other thing. We got to start winning at home. But next week, we're on the road again against Carolina. But this is where you have to continue to build. Last night, it was domination, guys. We ran the ball well. We ran more plays than they did. Guys, we were 6 for 15 on third down. We averaged about 6 yards, almost 5.4 yards a carry. Like, everything that you want to see, we did really well. The only thing we didn't do well is punching in the red zone. And that's where Zach Robinson's got to be better. That is where this offense has got to be more locked in. Now, Mike, let me ask you this, because as good as we feel today, what the hell was going on at the beginning of this game with the play calls not getting into to Michael Penix?
I mean, and this gets back to preparation. And look, it's a win, but we, as a team, as a fans last night, you're like, what are we doing? You're going into one of the loudest arenas in the NFL. This is a newsflash. You're going to have a hard time. Now, I don't know if it was a combination of how verbose the playbook is. Remember, we learned from quarterback, Kirk Cousins can't figure out half the playbook at times, it sounded like. But, yeah, it's you might have had to script some plays and had some hand signals or something to anticipate that, because you have to burn a timeout like that. It's kind of embarrassing. The other thing, and I was talking to you about this on our – by the way, we stream a show now in mid-morning about 11, 11:15, where we kind of show you what we're going to do on the show today. So check that out. It's on Twitch. It's on YouTube. It's everywhere. But, Carl, Drake, I thought after the Drake strip, the punch out, I don't think he was the same, or he just wasn't the same from the injury. He just didn't really – Drake did not have a Drake-type night.
No, and I got asked that question numerous times. Do you think he's healthy? Healthy. He looked healthy on that play. When he caught the ball and he turned and was making a run, you know, was making a football play, quote-unquote, that looked like Drake. Ball gets punched out.
Perfect punch out, like give the defender credit, but still.
Yes, but fumbles affect you. I mean, they just do. And he chilled. He really didn't show up until later in the game. But, Mike, for me, I feel like I'm not going to tell you he's 100%. We'll never know because he's not going to tell us either. I don't know if Darnell Mooney's 100%. We'll never know because he's not going to tell us. But they were out there. And them being out there was enough for us to at least make the Minnesota Vikings defense accountable for those guys.
And again, guys, play action or quick hits, boom. Get the ball out to Pitts in the flat. Make him make a man miss. We saw Bijan make guys miss all night. Chris Collinsworth, guys, I know you guys hate him because he always brings up the Patriots in 2023. Chris Collinsworth is in love with Bijan, and why shouldn't he be? Because Bijan is the man, and he's getting all that love nationally last night. So if nothing else, Carl, it was kind of Bijan Robinson on full display again for national TV.
Man, he looks great. You guys regret taking him, by the way? I mean, seriously.
Two things can be true. Jalen Carter can be a star, and Bijan can be a star, right?
Absolutely, because I don't. And I know you're going to say, well, Jalen's already won a Super Bowl. Team was more ready to win a Super Bowl than the one Bijan came to. What I'm saying is he's going to be a big part of our success as we continue to move forward. And I think people get caught up, Mike, and like, oh, you can't draft a running back. He's more than that. I hope you guys see it. He's a difference maker.
And I'll say another game. Now, again, I'll maybe get a look at the 22 film, see the whole field. I thought Pitts did another great job. I thought Pitts was open. And, again, I need more Pitts. I need more Pitts in this offense. Zach, I know the tight end was not a big part of the Rams offense. This is a different dude, and he's committed. Whatever we discussed the last 3 years, whatever, I don't know. But Pitts, to me, looks like he should be a bigger part of the game.
He's locked in. There's no doubt. Let's grab Corey in Decatur here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's a Falcon Monday. Falcons win, guys, up in Minnesota last night, Sunday Night Football. Corey, man, what's going on? Hey, man.
Hey, man. Hey, how's everything going?
Good, brother.
All right. So, number one, I'd just like to start off with very concerned about the Falcons' offense because, number one, when the strength of our team last year was the wide receivers. It seemed like the strength of this team is going to be the running game, and I'm fine with that. But really, doesn't it seem like our wide receivers has disappeared? Whereas, you know, we had Drake, we had the number one pass game, Mooney and Pitts. We had this high-flying offense last year. And this year, it's like, okay, field goal. We had fire our kicker and replace him with another guy. If something is wrong with the offense, I was impressed with the defense. But as far as Bijan, you know, he's not a top-tier running back.
Get him out of here.
We're hanging up on you.
Get him out of here.
Goodbye.
Get him
out of your freaking mind.
Get him out of here. Stop, Mike.
Come on.
What are you watching? What are you watching? You had me all the way up until that point. I was fine debating you about the offense. What are you watching? Did you not see last night the best running back in the NFL come on Sunday Night Football and say, y'all, Bijan is going to be the next big thing? His name is Saquon Barkley. Mm-hmm. There are only two guys that are better than Bijan right now. Screw Christian McCaffrey. It is Saquon and a guy named Derrick Henry. That is it. What the hell are you watching? We won last night. It's not going to be pretty all the time. 404-726-0929. We're coming back.
Bad call, but we'll get better.
Well, He was fine. We want to argue and debate the offense and what the wide receivers
you gotta
are.
You got to convert the red zone into touchdowns. But again, but the receivers, just to one thing to address, they're not 100%. As we said earlier to start the show, Drake and Mooney are not close to 100%, and we didn't see the other guys out there. They went with the stars.
All right, guys, we got plenty to talk about. Falcons win 22-6. We are coming back. We're going to break down something about this game last night that a lot of people might have missed. Did you? It's Dukes and Bell.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Falcons win 22-6. It's Dukes and Bell. Glad that you are here. Thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show. Here's the deal. Last night, Chris Collinsworth was talking about the O-line, and he had a conversation with Zach Robinson, Z-Rob, our offensive coordinator, and he was talking about, after the first week, how, we didn't play well. And Ross said this to us last week, guys. If you listen on Wednesdays, we're up there every week. And Raheem said, we weren't good up front. Not just one guy. He wasn't talking about Elijah Wilkinson. Everybody wants to point to that. He was like, across the board.
Right. Couldn't run it.
Couldn't do this. So the offensive lineman came to Zach Robinson and said, don't change anything. We were hot garbage. We'll be better. You come out, you start pounding this defense last night. And then it got to a point late in the game to our last caller, who talks about the wide receivers and all of this. Guys, sometimes the game dictates how you call games. We're up. Our defense is stifling. There's no reason to start throwing the ball around.
No, so, I just – look, my thing was I'm not expecting you to go vertical. I just want to see some play action to help Penix give him – because you know how aggressive Flores is with that. I just saw a little play action, again, for guys who don't follow football, faking a handoff, and then you're going to get the ball right out quick. That's where I just didn't like – and the one sequence where I think Grenard got a free run on him, I didn't like the way they were, like, looking down the field. Just get the ball out quick. But that's – again, we still got to win. We could argue, yes, we should have had 14 points, should have been up by, you know, commanding lead at halftime. That's okay. Still found a way. And then one thing, as you mentioned earlier, got ourselves a kicker we believe in now.
Oh, my God.
I mean, yeah, granted, that first one – I'm still not sure that first one made it, but they they said so. They didn't challenge it. But after,
game balls.
Got to give him one. Thank you.
But after that, John Parker Romo from McIntosh High School.
5 for 5. Y'all trust him? I do.
Yeah. I mean, how can you not?
I do. 5 field goals?
Right.
I mean, he didn't screw one up. If he screwed one up, I'd still be like, okay. He didn't screw anything up. I mean, that's all I'm asking for. Do your job. Mike, what do you say all the time?
Do your effing job.
Do your job. That's all I'm asking for. Larry and Decatur, where it's greater. Thank you for listening to Dukes and Bell. Hey, man, what are you thinking about last night?
Man, hey, man.
Hey, man.
Man, first of all, before I get in my little soliloquy, let me check old boy that just called. See, people like him make me mad, man. They make parts of my body itch that I can't pronounce. See, here we go. He's the kind of dude that will apologize for winning the lottery. We got a stallion in our stable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Bijan didn't. I'm like, man, you missed the yeah, but don't do that.
Right.
Now, let me answer your question. Let me give out some love.
Okay.
Diablo, soldier.
Yeah.
Pitt, balling. I'm going to point out one major thing from last week. the special teams bossed up. Because remember, they allow Tampa Bay to get down the field to the 45 and not put them in scoring position.
Right.
They didn't have that last night. And the last thing, everybody got mad about some of the draft picks. You know, they got mad about Penix. They got mad about Bijan. Some of them got mad about the double first-round pick this year. How's that paying off?
Mm.
See, you know, you got it. You don't put frosting on cake batter. You let the cake rise. Then you frost the cake.
Right
you
don't
on. Get the steps, baby. Rise up.
Salute. Rise up. Rise up, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Larry and Decatur, where it's greater. Thank you so much. Look, we feel good, but Mike and I have felt good. Part of this is we feel like sometimes we're pulling you guys to us. All right, we're just saying, hey, we feel good about this. This James Pierce kid, I don't know, Dukes. I heard y'all talking about him. He's going to be good. I don't know, Dukes. We're pulling you to us. We're like, come. This right. is going to be all right. And I think, at least I hope, Mike, you saw a little bit of that last night.
Like I said, we're not going to refer to that knucklehead earlier because, I mean, everybody. It was. I just literally said on the radio, it was a coming out. Now, if it wasn't last year, it was a coming out party for Bijan on national TV. Chris Collinsworth, they did a recorded segment that Carl pointed out to about the heir apparent to Saquon Barkley. Saquon's saying he's the guy. So don't know what the hell that guy was watching. Bijan's one of the one constants. But we said, you're right, Pierce Jr., we just didn't see Jalen Walker. Georgia fans are getting mad at us. Jalen's 100%, and now he's balling out there, too. Talked about Billy Bowman. Talked about Xavier Watts. They drafted the phrase ball hawk. That's, you look it up now, you see their picture, right?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
No, it is. I'll say this, too, and it's way early, but if this plays out the way we feel like it might play out, this was a home run draft for our general manager. If it plays out right. the way we think it might.
Right, right.
But we're going to have to see. Guys, we are atop the stats right now. Buddy of mine, Dre, what's going on? Dre just sent me this number. He's like, you see this? And it's funny because Falcon fans are doing this to each other. We're sending each other stat numbers that we're not used to seeing. Like,
right.
Falcons atop the sack leaders as a team. And he circled it like, oh, look who has seven sacks. It's just funny because we're normally not there. And that part of it feels really good. Let's talk to Hunter in Marietta. Hunter, what's going on, man? Hey, man.
What's up, guys? How are y'all?
Good, brother.
First off, don't hang up on me. I'm not going to talk bad about Bijan. I can promise you that right now because he is a dog. He is a dog. He is to me, the best. You can even hear Saquon talk about him, the way he cuts. He had a cut last night, and I forget, it was a player came through the A-gap. And he was in the backfield, almost got and hit a cut to the left. You can't do that in the video games. Mm. It's not possible in the video games. And then for the team to go in last week, look bad, come out this week and improve on things that they look bad on, you can't ask for much more. That's what you want them to do. Go in there, do the work throughout the week, get better, and then come out and improve and show us that you have improved. I think they did that. I think the young guys feeding off each other on the defense – man, they look good, dude. They look good. We can get better on the offense, sure. But overall, they look good, man. It was fun to watch. It was fun to watch the sacks. It's been forever. I don't even remember when we've done that. So, man, it's awesome, dude. I feel good.
Hunter, you should. And that's a great phone call because that is perspective. That is, boy, you know what? Our team's doing some great things that we're not used to seeing. But the improvement, Mike, that's what you need to see. We weren't the same team last week. We didn't do the same things. We didn't make the same mistakes. And I felt like the mistakes we did make were better. Like the special teams, that's a great point from our last caller in Decatur. Special teams were so much better last night.
You know, the thing we got into, you know, last season was, you know, can this team be fixed in the offseason? Leonard Floyd's a big part of it. Leonard Floyd had a sack last night, so he's getting back in the mix. We got seven sacks on the season, one last week against the Bucks. So we're nearly a quarter of the way to our total last year, which is 31.
Unbelievable.
I did the math day-to-day. Seven times four is 28. So we're nearly there, nearly a quarter of the way towards our sack total just through two games. And look, hopefully, you know, Carolina with Bryce Young, more of the same. Because there's a guy that, you know, is he now kind of wobbling after all of a sudden he was kind of being anointed that he's back on track to be the man up there in Carolina?
I agree. And watching that game yesterday, Arizona handled it. I thought this, I'm looking at that game yesterday before last night, and I'm going, oh, we can do this too. We'll be able to get after him. We got all week to talk about it. 404-726-0929. Jason and Dunwoody, thank you for listening to Dukes and Bell. Hey, man, what are you thinking? Falcons win 22-6 last night.
Man, first off, that guy that called in, Atlanta, do not panic. Do not pay attention to that man. He is here to sow division. He's probably a Saints fan. That's probably what it is. Listen, couple of things, right? Obviously, defense looked great last night. I want to say this. to your point, Mike, that you've been making for a long time about this pistol, Charlie Warner last night as a lead blocker, as a fullback, was a beast, knocking people out the way, making space for Tyler and for Bijan. We need that right there. He's 6'5", 250. Let him push people out the way and let our guys go to work. The one thing I am concerned about, though, is Zach Robinson's play calling. There was a point last night. We were in the red zone. It was a 3rd and 2, I believe. Mm-hmm. And we ran the ball. I get it. Running the ball, they can't stop us. Bijan is picking up 8 yards a carry, all of that. But that would have been the perfect opportunity. Of all the cute stuff that right. Zach tries to do, that would have been the perfect opportunity to play action, yes. have the whole defense sell out, yep. and have a wide open end zone to go get 7. Like, that's the time when you do something cute. You don't do something cute just for the sake of trying something to see if we can pull it off. That was the time to do something that would have been salient for the moment that we needed right there. Mm. We're looking good. The defense is looking good. Shout out to all the Rooks on the Carolina. Let's go beat them up next week. Rise up.
Rise up, Eddie. That's what I'm talking about. And by the way, all of a sudden now, and we said this, right, these first 4 games, you go handle business next week, 2-1, coming home to take on the Commanders. I feel really good. That's where you want to be. Last night, 1-for-5 in the red zone. Got a lot of people sending stuff, Mike, and saying, hey, that first drive in the red zone, remember, Bijan misses a catch.
Mm-hmm.
And then the play where Penix rolls to the left and he tries to hit, I think it was Darnell Mooney in the end zone.
And that was a weird-looking play.
Pitts is wide open right there. I mean, he's wide open right in front of Darnell Mooney. And I don't know if Michael didn't see him or he just had full intent to go to Darnell.
Right.
The point is, there were points to be had there. If he hits Pitts, it's a touchdown, guys.
That's two. Now, again, he did scramble later for a touchdown, but there's 2 Pitts red zone touchdowns that are off the board this year that are there, to your point. So that's, you know, we talk about, you know, Pitts being a 10-touchdown guy. That's 2 right there that, and Pitts is doing his job. He's worked the route. He's open. And unfortunately, now, again, hopefully Zach and him in the quarterback room, along with Yates, TJ Yates working down the film, he'll see him because Pitts, guys, we have, you know, whether you think we killed Pitts or we're just demanding more from Pitts, I'm loving what I'm seeing from Pitts. They just got to make sure the quarterback sees it.
Falcons won. UGA won. Georgia Tech won. And speaking of Georgia Tech, we're going to talk to the head football coach, Brent Key, who's crushing it, and his team is a real contender. Georgia State won. Georgia Southern won. Kennesaw State won. I'm not making this up. It was a hell of a weekend for Georgia. 404-726-0929. This hour is brought to you by Total Body Therapy of Georgia. Book your free consultation for ED. Sign up today at tbtofga.com. We're coming back. We got more to dive into and more of your phone calls. Did you learn anything last night? The one thing you should have learned. It's Dukes and Bell.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Daily Download brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. We are amped about our Falcons today, and rightfully so. it's weird how this game played out last night because I thought it would look differently than it did. And at the end of the game, I was just like, man, we kicked their ass. Like, that wasn't.
You play to win the game.
That wasn't even close. Physically, we out-physicaled them.
Right.
First half, we outplayed them. The score wasn't indicative of that in the first half. You look at the score and you're like, we're only up 3 points? Like, it didn't feel right. But at the end of the day, man, we get the dub. And Mike Dorless, Flo, mm-hmm. Harrison, Rook. These are all the guys, by the way, that are the pressure leaders. Okay, when you start talking about pressure leaders around the NFL, we have 5 guys that are in that mix. And these are guys that we don't talk about a whole lot. Ellis is in there too, Caden Ellis. But Dorless, man, has come on. And the crazy thing about this is a guy we talked about but didn't get a chance to see. And now, Mike, he's starting to pop. Like, I don't know what – I didn't expect him to have the kind of impact he's already having through 2 weeks of the season. Dorless is coming on.
Right. And this is a guy that, you know, we talked about not just this rookie class, but last year's rookie class. You know, it sucked for Braylon Trice because all of a sudden, you know, he gets an injury and next, you know, it seems like life's passing him by. They draft a couple of guys who can play his position. But you look at it and you bring in Divine Diablo. Joked around, I was texting with the guys last night. Diablo got the Duxonville bounce last
night. He did. He did.
And they talked about, see, that's the thing, a guy that not many Falcon fans were that familiar with from his time with the Raiders, but they were gushing. Collinsworth is gushing about him and the ability he brings in, having that sort of, you know, safety, sort of defensive back ability at linebacker with his size element. But yeah, getting back to the rookies, the second year guys, the guys that were drafted a year before, and I've talked so much about how Rook has got to be a big part of it. Onyemata was busted in there like the Kool-Aid man. I mean, they really got after. So hats off to Ulbrich. Like I said, the only thing we'd be upset about is maybe being a little aggressive before the half when AJ went out with the injury. But other than that, it was great.
Yeah. We were talking about, and we'll hand out some game balls, no balls along the way. We will also go around the league. Obviously, the Joe Burrow injury is big news, but there were other huge stories that happened yesterday prior to our game taking place last night. 4th and 1 is on the way here in about 15 minutes. I was saying, you know, is there something you learned last night? And one thing you should have learned about this team. And every week, right, it should be something else that we learn about our team. 2 weeks in, your team should be doing something really well. And the thing is, Mike, we wanted to run the ball well against the Bucs. We didn't do that. We did that and accomplished it last night. But I got to tell you, like, I feel really good. The one thing I learned last night was like, okay, we can do this.
Right.
This is something that we were concerned about. I'm not. We're going to be able to run the ball, guys, without our best run-blocking guy on the offensive line. That's Caleb McGarry. He was our best road-grading offensive lineman, and they ran the ball behind him more percentage-wise than anybody else. Last night showed me, okay, we're going to be able to do this, and that is a plus for this offense because after week one, I was like, oh, hell, I'm not sure, Mike. We might be in trouble. Nah, we're going to be all right.
Dude, there's so many things to like. I just do to you. Dude. So many things to like about it last night. Really excited about, you know, the only, like I said, the only thing we're sort of quibbling over, it's just a weirdness that didn't pass the eye test at times with the offense. Not running the ball. We just talked about running like blank through a goose through Minnesota. Just Penix Jr., and maybe this is a byproduct of Drake and Mooney not being 100% limited in practice. Mm-hmm. And the thing we already covered last segment was about Pitts and, you know, just making things easier in the passing game for Penix to get the ball out quicker, especially against aggressive defense like that. And also knowing that our line can't hold all that time, too.
Yeah, that you're right. No doubt, man. Look, the 1 for 5 in the red zone concerning, and the 5 for 29 yards penalties, because those are mostly offensive. That was early in the game when we couldn't get our stuff together. And we're, delay of game. You're like, oh, crap, move the ball back. Those are the things that come back to bite you in a close game. Luckily, we separated ourselves, and they weren't doing anything offensively, but those plays set you back. We have to do a better job of those things as we progress along. Mm-hmm. More of your calls, by the way, at 404-726-0929. You guys can get in. Doesn't it feel good to win? I mean, this is what it's about, man. And Mike said it. He was on the road today. He's like, everybody's smiling. You know, you stop for gas. People nod. Good afternoon. It's nice. People are speaking because winning does that for you. And as I said, everybody in the state won. Now, if you're just tuning in and you're going, yeah, Duxonville, what about UGA? We're going to talk about it. Trust us. We're going to get to it. Coach Key's going to join us because that was one of those program wins that you get every now and then, and it could be a changing situation as far as where this program is headed for Georgia Tech. But we're not ignoring it, guys. Falcons first and foremost on a Monday because of where this is with the NFL. But I got to tell you, I was thoroughly entertained, Mike, with the UGA game. It was one of the best football games I've seen in a long time.
But again, to see Gunnar Stockton, we spent so much time in this offseason. And look, to dog fans' credit, a lot of dog fans said, yes, I believe in Gunnar. Gunnar can make those throws. To drop that dime on a fourth down, I mean, that's just something you don't see, guys. I mean, certainly it's just something you don't see every day. But in that moment, in that atmosphere, that was mind-blowing. And then you make the two-point conversion, and they call a great play. And when's the last time I've come to work on a Monday and I'm not like, friggin' Bobo? I had nothing to say. I got nothing bad to say about Bobo. Thought it was great. You know, I thought, if anything, we said get the playmakers involved. They did. Tennessee Vols, that's a kicker. They couldn't make his kick. That's a them problem. I've seen a lot of people saying, well, if he makes the kick, but he didn't. And that's the Vols' lot in life right now. Those people are beside themselves. I talked to a couple of dog fans. Apparently, it was a blank show trying to get into parts of Neyland Stadium on Saturday.
What was going on?
Apparently, they redid some gates. Oh. So I saw a letter from Danny White, the athletic director, apologizing for folks who couldn't get in or whatever it was. Hey, that's a them problem. Yeah. Georgia handled their business. Clutch. So Tennessee, but as Carl said, it's not like it's all over for Tennessee. They go out and handle their business. All of a sudden, you've got like an overtime loss to Georgia. That's not a bad thing on your resume.
No.
Right, if you handle your business.
No, Georgia's going to be top five throughout the course of the season, even if they lose. And by the way, I don't know if they're going to lose the Texas game now. Like, after what I saw this weekend.
They're booing Arch Manning.
What I saw this weekend, I'm like, oh, crap. They got problems. Now, the team is still loaded, and they're going to show up in Athens. But this idea of, like, oh, Texas is so much better than Georgia, not after Saturday, not after that. Overcoming the kind of adversity they overcame,
right?
It builds something special in teams. And I can't explain it to you guys. It's just one of those things that when you go through that, you now know we're going to be fine, and you trust the guy next to you, Mike. And so for Georgia, like, it meant so much more to win that game the way they did, because that's the kind of stuff that catapults you to a national championship. I'm just not saying they're going to win it, but those are the kind of games where you go, right, we're in a tough game, we know how to win this.
And we said it all last week. By the way, thanks everybody who showed up at Twin Peaks up there in East Ridge, Tennessee, up outside Chattanooga. Ran into a ton of dog fans, and everybody was fired up. But Gunnar Stockton hitting that 28-yard touchdown to London Humphreys. Carl, dropping it over his shoulder.
Beautiful.
In the one place you can put it. I mean, and I heard Kirby, will play some of the audio later, Kirby saying that Gunnar grew up. He grew up tonight. He met this afternoon, but Gunnar playing with poise. That's the big atmosphere. That was the question. Because I don't know a dog fan who knew what to make of Georgia from those first 2 weeks.
Yeah, I agree. 404-726-0929. More Falcon phone calls. Stan and Noonan, you're up next.
Noonan.
What's going on, Stan? Hey, man.
Hey, man. Hey, listen. Love both of you, Mike and Carl, man. I love y'all. You two like big brothers. But I don't know if anybody just caught this last night. Falcons defense is they're better than what we've been seeing for the past few seasons. But when you stop one of the best wide receivers in Justin Jefferson and Aaron, the running back for Minnesota. That guy, if you don't stop him, he'll chew you up and spit you out. That defense last night was one of the best defense we have seen in a long time, and that's what I like about the Falcons. They changed the defense around. Of course, that whoever that dude was with Bijan, hey man, you can go on back to New Orleans or go on back to wherever you come from. Bijan is the man. Hey, Falcons, rise up.
Rise up.
Now they're saying McCarthy's ankle is jacked up. And it looks like they're going to have to go to the backup. So Carson Wentz. So we basically took McCarthy out of the game last night. All that juju. I know he had a lot on his plate. You know, he got his first win, had a baby, and then the Falcons kicked his ass. Tough. Last part of the week, not so good for him. But McCarthy gets knocked out of the game, and now they're saying Wentz will be starting.
He didn't want to touch it at the end. I'm telling you. I was talking with a guy last night, a coaching friend of mine. He's like, he's not even in the game right now. Maybe that's the reason why. Maybe he was injured. Either way, calm down on the J.J. McCarthy hype. Calm down. We handled him. I want to see what he looks like. My whole thing about this, Mike, going in there was, I think our guy's better. And our guy didn't throw a touchdown last night, but he managed the game. He didn't give it to him, and he did what they asked him to do, and the defense did the rest. Sometimes it's like that. Patrick Mahomes needs his defense guys to win games sometimes. Sometimes it's like that. 404-726-0929. Lou in Flowery Branch. How you feeling, Lou? Hey, man.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on?
Hey, man. So I don't know if you guys remember. You were down at Buffalo's in Flowery Branch a few weeks ago, and me and my nephew came by and saw you, Knox.
Right.
He was a big Tennessee fan. Well, we put it on them Saturday. What a game, fellas. What a game. I'm still, my adrenaline's still going. But to reach on the Falcons, man, that defense was so fun to watch. And watching Bijan just make defenders, you know, on roller skates, I mean, we are blessed to watch that on Sundays, fellas. But love you guys. Love the show. Rise up, baby.
Rise up. Thanks, brother. Yeah, man, again, once we get the, you know, the offense, I just hated to tweet it last night. I was like, man, because I was in my feels last night because I was waiting for that big comeback from Minnesota, which never came. And a lot of guys brought up to me, we're going round and round on Twitter, these are the games in years past we've lost games like this. We didn't lose it last night. We didn't let them back in. Now, we did. We should have obviously squashed them in the first half and probably had two – I mean, left 14 points on the board. But that's that aside, look, man, that Drake London fumble, normally that turns into a touchdown for Minnesota. Didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
And that's so uncharacteristic for Drake. But as we said, give Minnesota credit. Knowing they had to make plays like that without having some of their best linebackers out there, they did.
They did. JP in College Park, you're up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's a Falcon Monday. Falcons win, guys, 22-6. Dominant performance last night. Defense was the story to me. Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I'm so happy about them now. The defense, they playing good. And I got a little mad with Drake London, though. I'm like, quit stepping on, man. You ain't no Derrick Henry, man. Just catch the ball and tuck it in. Well, I'm still proud of him, though. But my thing is this: we got the good talent on both sides of the ball. I like what I'm saying, but the OC need to get it together a little better down in that red zone, man. Because I'm still a little weary, though, man, but that's my take, man. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, man, right. Thank you so much. You know, when a brother says, you know, this is my thing here. Not here. This is my thing here. I hear you. Look, Drake is always going to try to get yak. He's always going to try to get yards after the catch. That's just who he is. And when he usually catches the ball, Mike, he's good for another 5 yards. Because the first guy's usually not going to tackle him.
Right.
I'm never going to fuss at my guy for trying to get extra yards and after making a catch. So sometimes those things happen. But Mike said it. The defense responded. That could have exploded. It didn't. Defense did their job. Man, we got you, Drake. No problem. Fumble. Boom. We shut him back down. We get the ball back. So that turnover was a turnover, but it wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Now, worst case, you know, it's empty calories, as we like to say on the show. You didn't get any scoring from that. You couldn't get a field goal. So, I mean, if you're going for the drive there, you know, it's a commanding lead at halftime. Look, you took a big crowd out. As we said, yes, it was a little bit embarrassing that you didn't have a plan for maybe having, you know, everything scripted or at least being able to signal in what you were going to work on that first couple of series. And then, as you said on Friday, you know, just like in Knoxville, start kicking some ass and watch the crowd go nowhere.
Quiet.
And all of a sudden, exactly. The Vikings fans are like, man, we've had one, to your point, one decent quarter of offense in the entire season.
They were waiting for McCarthy to do something special.
Couldn't deliver.
Couldn't deliver. Couldn't get the ball to his playmakers. Couldn't get the ball to Justin Jefferson. And you know, the thing is, like, everybody just thinks, like, okay, well, just throw it up and Justin Jefferson's going to make a play. I think, Mike, and I haven't looked at the back half enough yet to see this, but the coverages we were playing, we had one over the top. One in front, he was trying to make a decision of whether he was going to squeeze the ball in there, and he didn't trust himself to do it.
Hey, man, my buddy Devin used to bartend at the tavern.
What's
he
up?
Was saying, he goes, the wide receivers clearly weren't 100% in this game.
Didn't
he says, if they are, they're probably making more plays, getting open, and maybe the results are different. So, yeah, I mean, we were able to grind knowing those guys, Drake and Mooney, were not right.
A 50-burger. Huh. I thought he was the reason they were so special last year. Or the year before. We'll dive into that, as well as a 64-yard kick to send it to overtime. 4th and 1 is next.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.